Hello, hello. Hello, hello, loyal listeners. How are you on this fine and dandy Monday morning? I hope all is well. I hope the mornings are going smoothly. But anywho, this is Kate, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As I said, this is Kate, and you are listening to Smiling Ears. Unfortunately, co-star Nina has departed for her home. She has left the metaphorical building of the Tufts University. So unfortunate that my leading lady cannot be in attendance. However, we do have a stellar replacement today.
Ooh, I had a compliment. That's awesome.
I feel like I can't hear you. Probably because I turned on the wrong mic.
There we go.
There we go. There
Lovely.
We go.
You compliment me and then you completely mute me.
I just didn't
for the entire
even,
show.
I shouldn't have even pointed it out, to be honest. But you could. These mics are high quality, so you know.
Of course.
Pick up the whole studio. So I hope all is well on this fine Monday morning. If you are an active Tufts student, good luck on your possible final today. Who's to say?
I know I might have one.
I
Aha.
don't. However, I do have a project due tomorrow, so you know, a little work-in session today, perhaps. But this is actually my last thing to do, school-wise, in college.
Crazy stuff.
So, crazy. Tuesday night at approximately 9 p.m., I will be done with the scholastic part, given all goes well, knock on wood, of my college career. After that is just red tape and fun.
Yeah. Good old Bank of America. Vibrations.
Whoa!
A little name drop there.
Some name drop there. Wow, really?
Yeah. They need the free publicity. They're not doing too well.
This is a small business.
Yeah.
A small startup.
Small family-owned bank.
Small,
you know.
Yeah.
Real grassroots
Mom and
organization.
Pop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Anywho. Yeah. Let's just kick into it. First off, we got The Brook and the Bluff. Eddie actually introduced me to the song. It's called Pastels. Pretty much a certified banger.
Yeah.
Not much else to say. So, with that introduction, enjoy. Enjoy. All I gotta say.
Thank you. like the sky painted perfect in the panel view. But I keep my eyes on you. We fade to past our blue. Call astray the inverse in the panel view. But my focus stays on you.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, want you there, yeah.
Thank you. Vulture can kill her with a look or a smile. Vultures in town, so you better beware. Married or single, I just don't care.
Hello, hello. Loyal listeners. Hope you enjoyed those stellar tunes we're throwing your direction. I know we certainly did, boogieing here in the studio.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
A little smorgasbord. A lot of different genres there.
For those who don't know, there's a... I don't want to explain it. You can explain it.
You don't have to. You could just let me say it weird.
Yeah, but I felt the need to tell the listeners that you don't.
I mean, the late, great Alex Trebek, God rest his soul, used to say the word genre a little weird. And if you'd like a good laugh today, there's a great YouTube video of a little compilation of every time he said it. It's a lovely way to start your day. I know I start my day.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Rise.
Wake up, get my Wheaties.
Rise, shine, Alex Trebek Jean.
Yeah.
Video. And then a big bowl of honey bunches of oats.
Yeah, you know me so well.
That I do. Dare I say, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's fair.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But anywho, a little bit of drama in studio during that listen sesh. So, we've been in the habit of completing some wordles and games with similar concepts, but anywho, we'll get to more of that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that now.
The wordle today, we got differing words.
For the second time.
For the second time, actually.
Yeah.
I get the wrong word every time. Granted, it is because I have the Wordle ready to go as a tab on my little Safari page on my phone, just ready to rip the Wordle at a drop of a hat, where Eddie here reloads it every day.
Gotta close your browser, man.
I have reminders in my browser of things that maybe I'll never purchase or never look at ever again, but it's like it's like a comfort tab.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I have those too. I just close the Wordle.
Yes, I just have a lot of comfort times. The Wordle is one of them.
Well, what this means, though, hopefully the New York Times fixes it. But what this means,
I get a number. I get my Wordle in the one tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would feel kind of bad about that. I'm gonna do one letter off.
Yeah.
And then get it in two.
Yeah.
Because I need to save the satisfaction of getting it in one for myself. But. Not to brag, but I've already gotten it in two a few times.
Nice.
So it's okay. What's adding one more to that number?
Yeah. Well, I mean, last time this happened, you were one word behind everyone else for what? Like a week?
Like a week.
Yeah.
I had to be so careful. Any Wordle content on anything, I had to sprint away because I was one day behind.
Yeah.
Normally I do it bright and early in the morning, so there's no danger of Wordle spoilers. But there I was, 24 hours in the dust. Yeah.
For our listeners that don't know what Wordle is,
it's an online game.
Oh, come on. It's an online game sweeping the nation where you have to guess a five-letter word. It's a new word every day. Drops at midnight. And each guess that you enter into the website gives you a little information about the word. So you can get if a letter you guessed is in the correct placement or not. and then you use those little hints to eventually, hopefully, get the word of the day in 6 guesses or less.
The last time this happened to me, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind. Leaving you, on the edge of your seat.
That's fun.
Hey,
you good?
Yeah.
A little flustered. A little flustered by the Wordle today.
Super flustered by the Wordle today.
It's a constant in your life, and when it doesn't do its job,
it fails me.
Yeah.
The NYT doing me dirty. Anywho, speaking of the NYT, along with Wordle, we do the daily crossword mini. If you have my number, and you also do the mini, text me your friend code. Subtle plug.
Yeah, honestly,
I like to
me
have
too.
My scoreboard.
I need more friends.
I'm his only friend. I feel like we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Anywho, I like to have a long scoreboard so that when I get a good score, I can feel good about beating people.
And I'd like to have a long scoreboard so that I can hide my bad scores at the bottom.
That works too.
Yeah.
No one looks at the bottom of the scoreboard.
No one looks at the bottom of the scoreboard. Well, highly recommend getting some word games into your day. Honestly.
What else do we do? Personal favorite? Redactyl.
Yeah, so we have some other Wordle games. Obviously, Wordle became so popular that a bunch of...
copycats.
A bunch of innovators.
Innovators.
Built
innovation
off of that idea.
That,
and I'd say one of our personal favorites is the Redactyl, which every day there's a Wikipedia article that is selected. It is heavily redacted. I'm talking about every word is blanked out except for... and
of
but of the
these. Actually, no, these is redacted.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it.
Even like him, her, all of those are redacted. And then you have to continuously enter words that you think are a part of this Wikipedia article, and they get revealed.
Unredacted.
They get unredacted until you get the final word. Not the final word of the whole article, but the topic of the article itself. So it's quite fun. It can definitely take a lot of time, but it's a fun little puzzle. I think more people should do it.
I agree. There's right? one called Crosswordle. Don't be fooled. Nothing to do with a crossword.
That's very poorly named.
I think they were just throwing games in there because like the subline on the webpage is a mix between Sudoku and Wordle. Yeah. Nothing to do with crosswords.
Nothing about it is crosswords.
No, barely Sudoku.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but you do.
It's just the Wordle backwards. And
it's,
Tate, in a stroke of genius yesterday, said, why is it not called Backwordle?
Backwordle. Such a good...
You know.
Because they give you... So they give
easy.
You the end word, and then they give you, like, the boxes of, like, how many guesses it, like, took to solve this word, and give you the... green, gray, and yellow squares. You gotta fill it in with words that could possibly be, like, given that, like, a pro wordler was doing it. So no doubt, like, you're not making mistakes, you're not putting letters in the same line, you're not putting grays later down. Back Wordle. Cross Wordle people. Dev team. If you're listening today, rename, rebrand to Back Wordle. Maybe there already is a back Wordle.
That's true.
Maybe we should make back Wordle. Trademarked.
Quit our jobs. Yeah, we actually just got our...
I'm going to the patent office today.
Yeah.
Actually just went.
Let's hope all 20 of our listeners...
Whoa.
22? 23?
Don't sell us short.
23. Yeah. Let's hope
none of
our friends on there. Steal our ideas.
There's
one guy that was on his way to work that is now making a UE on 95 and heading straight to the patent
office.
There's
one guy who works at the patent office.
Ooh.
Already there.
Conflict of interest.
But has yet to clock in. So he's still a member of the public.
Fair enough.
I don't know how the patent office works.
I don't even know if you need a patent for a website.
You don't. You just need to buy the domain name.
It's the joke, and we're going to run with it.
I was going to say before you said that, the only experience I have with the patent office
is in the movie Meet the Robinsons when the old Goob goes to the patent office to go get his like haircutinator or whatever.
Patented. Anywho.
What's a word you can't say, Eddie?
What's a word I can't say?
I can't say deoxygenated.
I say mannerism instead of mannerism.
Mannerism.
I don't know why, but one day in my small child brain, mannerism. I conflated aneurysm and
mannerism.
And I'd want to blame my parents, because I do that a lot. But, you know, I think this might be my fault.
Mannerism.
It's not.
Do I say mannerism?
Do you say mannerism?
Mannerism. I don't think I say that word.
Yeah.
To be quite fair. That's not in my daily vocab.
Yeah. Well, that's an example for me. Honestly, I say a lot of words weird, given the fact that I was grown up, or I grew up around the Boston area, and I have a little bit of a speech problem.
Yeah.
Perfect for radio, where you can't see my lips.
Cool.
Good Lord. I think it might be music time.
Sure. I guess. Okay. Well, anywho, I hope you enjoyed our little banter session. But we'll be back for you later. Don't forget about us. But right now, we have for you Givium, a new song by this lovely, sweet-lyriced man. He has the voice of a thousand angels. It's called Lie Again. Pretty new, I think. I had to enter it manually into our website. Ooh. So, whenever songs like that, I have to enter manually, I feel cool. I feel like, oh, I'm ahead of the times.
Super
I'm
a, underground.
I got my finger on the pulse. Super underground. Anywho, here it is. Hope you enjoy. Without further ado, Lie Again.
Too honest to me, this time it's okay to lie to my face. Yeah. Don't want you to say it, just let me think it's only been me. Yeah. Lies so sweet until I believe that. I never asked it. Now I'm in my head. I wonder who had this. Yeah. Am I insecure? 'Cause it's too much. Hate to think you've done this before. Don't tell me, baby, I've heard enough. I told you I don't want the truth. So just lie so sweet until I believe that it's touch you. I pretend I want this, I do like I did. I
don't need the truth, baby, no. Still the same.
Yeah. jacket on the wall.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. This public service announcement was brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and your disaster-prepped friends over here at 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a couple more songs for you guys before we leave today. Personally, by a couple of my favorite artists, we have Make It Better by Anderson .Paak. If you've seen his great success with Bruno Mars as a member of the Silk Sonic group. And then we're going to finish it out strong with some classic Cage the Elephant. So I hope you guys enjoy.
If you make somebody for you, oh. It can't survive on history alone. Yeah. Meet me at the hotel, motel. Though we got a room at home, go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice, try some new seduction. Show each other how. Give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Feel good, don't it? Come on.
Do you wanna make it better?
Wanna make it right? Come on.
Do you wanna stay together?
I meant when I said it.
And it's easier to run.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed those last two songs. Perhaps my last show, but probably not. I'll probably be here next week.
Rip one next week. You got it.
Yeah, why not? But if it is, thank you so much for listening. I had a blast. I know Nina did as well. Sad she's not here. But Smiling Ears thanks you for your listening. Thank you to Eddie for stepping in.
Of course.
In my dire times of need. I can't talk to a wall.
You'd find a way.
You heard Eddie's solo radio debut a few songs ago.
Yeah.
I didn't even turn on my mic. I stifled myself.
It's the trust that us fellow DJs have in each other.
Ripping the fellow DJ there. Real strong.
Soon come.
Anywho. Hope you enjoyed this morning. I know we certainly did. And yeah, that's about it. So, hope you have a stellar rest of your day.
Hope your patents get approved.
Maybe go eat a bagel.
Yeah.
That could be cool. That could be a good day.
That could be really cool.
Love a bagel. I will not be, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to have breakfast. Maybe they have bagels there.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, I could have a bagel today.
Any day could be a bagel day.
Leaving you on that note.
Yeah.
Actually, well, we'll sit down later. But this is Kate, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a stellar day, and go eat a bagel.